June 28, 2010, recorded in the Digital Exchange Dublin, Mark Rock, Audio Boo, convened by Helen Shaw of Athena Media.
Athena Media, we're one of the digital media companies here in the Digital Hub. We've been here since about 2004, so I think as Laura was saying, probably can do the guided tours at this stage. One of the things we were doing today was really just an opportunity to get together and chat, but also to showcase Audioboo. I ran into Mark at a multimedia and radio conference in the Netherlands in Hilversum in March, where we were talking about the future of radio, and particularly some of the ways in which radio was changing. And Mark was presenting Audioboo, and I was really impressed with it, and actually disappointed to see how few of us in Ireland were using it, and certainly I hadn't been using it at all, and podcasting is a big part of what we've been doing, no more than Brian Green, who's here, in terms of seeing how audio can be used in a different way. So one of the things, Susan King is here, who did a workshop with us the other weekend, and as we were saying, we used to spend a hell of a lot of time teaching people how to create their own RSS feeds in audio podcasting, and it could be just sometimes a little bit techy, and often it was a blockage to people moving forward. So one of the delights for us is that literally children, anybody, any user can really get involved and start experimenting with audio using this. And it's been very exciting to show it to people and actually see how easy it is for them to start telling their stories and getting up and out. So in chatting with Marcos, I was saying, well, if you can spare a day, come over, see a bit of Dublin. We're in Guinness's, we're a better place to come and see Dublin and experience a little bit of the city, but also maybe meet people who are using it and have a chance to connect with us in the hub, but also connect with some of the people who are thinking about technology and content at the moment. And sometimes from those conversations, interesting things happen. So in that sense, what we wanted today was for Mark to tell us the story behind Audioboo. And I think the thing that I really loved about this is that it's a radio story. It is a story that has grown out of radio, but also where it's going in the future. And Mark's going to showcase that, plenty of time for questions and a drink or tea or coffee afterwards, and also a chance even to get to know each other a little bit better, because there's lots of people in the room who could very usefully connect with each other. And I'm happy to introduce or connect people, since I think at this stage I know most of you. I know Mark met some people last night, like Jonathan, who are involved in social media and digital media here. So he has had a chance to meet some of the innovators or users across Ireland. And in some ways, we're also going to hopefully record and capture some of the audio from today. Brian, I know, is recording it, but also I'm sure Mark himself will be doing Audioboo content and boos from today. So I suppose I'll hand you over to Mark, and literally maybe we'll facilitate a few questions later. Thanks a lot.
Hello, good to be here. First time in Dublin, so that's good. I'm going to quickly, off Twitter actually, don't get my messages coming up. Just going to show you the short video, which was actually the voiceover was created by actor Robert Llewellyn using Audioboo. I'm going to talk a little bit about the background of it, and then show some booze, and then hopefully show you some new stuff that we're bringing out in July. So let's just have a look at the video first.
This is Audioboo. It makes it easy to record high-quality audio messages on your mobile. Then, just as quickly, you can add a picture, title, and your location, and have it safely uploaded for your friends or the world to listen to. You can listen to other people's boos. The most recent, popular, and featured boos are picked out. Or you can select everything that's been said nearby. While you're listening, you can also check out the who, when and where, and see the images and map that go with each boom. Like other social networks, you can also follow people and listen out for them as well. If you haven't got one of the phones we already support, you can visit audioboo.fm on your PC or laptop and do it from there. Just like on the phone, you can record, preview, and then add all the other information you want. You can even upload existing audio material you've recorded on other devices. A huge benefit of Audioboo is how tightly it integrates into other social networks. You can set your account to auto-post to Twitter, to post a player to your Facebook page, or other sites like Posterous, Tumblr, and FriendFeed. Or take the embed code and place it on your site. Simple. If you're a podcast fan, then you're in for a treat. All audio is available as a full podcast feed. You can just click the iTunes button to subscribe to Someone's Booze, or simply use the RSS feeds available for tags, profiles, or all booze. And best of all, it's free to use, and you can record pretty much all you like, whenever and wherever you like. So get started. Set up an account today, and you'll be sounding social in no time.
So Audioboo is a really simple platform. Effectively, how do we record audio as simple as possible and put as much metadata into that recording to make it shareable on the web? And it came out of two things, really. The death of my mother, and some sort of first big significant loss in my life, and suddenly realising that, you know, she'd died with a whole bunch of memories that had gone. And I thought, you never really carry around an audio recorder, and wouldn't it be great if you could capture, you know, the memories of your life, of your children's life, very simply, and store them in the cloud. And then in 2008, Channel 4 were going to launch 8 digital radio stations. And one of those was going to be a competitor to Radio 4. And they brought us in to look at the kind of internet strategy. And we were Mac developers and iPhone developers. And we said, well, you know, great, portable solution, very high quality audio, capture on a mobile, tagged with a bunch of data, and you can use it on air. And we began to work on that just as the moment that Channel 4 decided not to launch 8 radio stations, and we were left with an idea. So we continued, we got a little bit of funding from their public investment programme, 4IP, and we kind of launched it as a real small side project in March 2009, so just a year ago, and kind of put it aside and got back to making money, because that's what we need to do. Within 3 weeks of launch, the story is the D20 protests were happening in London, and a Guardian journalist called Matthew Weaver forgot to take his audio recorder. So he downloaded Audioboo onto his iPhone and began to then record from the protest itself. And we picked up on this, and because we capture the locations of recordings, it's very simple for us to then take his audio and plot it on a map of London. And you've got this amazing visualisation of where the rioting and the marching was taking place. And then the Guardian began to embed it on their web pages, and our site nearly fell over, and kind of we suddenly realised that this was potentially something big. So we spoke most of 2009 kind of juggling Audioboo and juggling paid work and trying to make it stop go down and make it better. Our philosophy is very much kind of agile one, so it's based on iteration. So you don't finish something and launch it, you launch with a bare minimum, you find out what people want, and then you iterate on that. So when we launched the website, you can probably find a movie online somewhere, there was actually a whole bunch of it, we just had big grey slashes through it. We hadn't actually managed to do the functionality, so the search box was kind of crossed out and there was no following. But gradually over time, we've got it to a state where it doesn't even fall down so much anymore. So let's just listen to a piece of audio. I think this bit by Stephen Fry, we're lucky enough to have a user, shows off the kind of sound quality to good effect.
I am in the reverberation chamber of the National Physics Laboratory, the NPL, Nipple. It's extraordinary. Wow! In a minute we're going to hear some balloons popping, so I'm just going to put you on pause. Going to burst the balloon now. No echo chamber, and you can tell the sound difference. I'm going to compare
balloon pop. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. It's a dead flat sound.
So as you can see, with that audio, which is just recording on one of these, no special mics, nothing like that, we've got the audio, we've also got the photo here, and then the location data there. So that allows us going forward to do much more interesting stuff around visualisation than we do at the minute. So our iPad app, when it comes out, when it begins to start to be built, will be much more kind of visual search tools, so, you know, audio maps of London, of Dublin, etc., etc. And if I show you another interesting news, so during the election campaign in the UK, the Labour Party used audiobook quite a lot. So if we go to their election campaign, you'll see here they have actually used the geolocation data from each part of the audio to show you where the stuff was recorded. And if we just click on one of these symbols here, you can see it's got all the information there. You can actually play that.
So we've now arrived in Stafford. I'm talking to local candidate Dave.
And what they've also got is a kind of multi-list player, which if anyone wants, I'm happy to give them, which basically just drops each recording into the player as you go along, so you only have to embed it once. And we had Harriet Harman and Gordon Brown and God knows who doing that. Because of the Youth and Labour Party campaign, which was very successful, David Miliband's taken it up to use during his leadership bid. And one of the really interesting things about this was, you know, to me, David Miliband doesn't come across as that for much of a human person, really. Until 5 days ago, he began to do an audio boo during the England match, not the one yesterday, the one before. And let's just listen to that.
Finishing the second half of the match, it's still 1-0, but that's only 15 seconds into the second half. We're here with the campaign team. We've been given... Oh, my God, no, that's okay. We're about to score again.
Yeah!
Well, this is a very dramatic...
So almost just by doing one piece of audio like that, to me, David Miliband comes across as a real human being who I can warm to. And I think that's the really interesting thing about a piece of technology like audio boo, is like Helen was saying, is... There is no barrier in production or distribution. We take care of all of that. We do all the RSS links. We do all the Twitter stuff and Facebook. All the person has to do is actually record their thoughts and get it out there. And I think that is a kind of level of dismedia integration, or whatever it's called, that is really important. You know, audio is a very personal experience anyway. It's not like video where you're often pointing the camera away from yourself and filming someone else's emotions. With audio, you're actually, it's really come from personally. And I think that's why people have latched on to Audioboo in not massive Facebook numbers. We have about 114,000 users in a year. But we get very high quality users. So we've got The Guardian using it in the UK, BBC Radio have used it. They used it at the proms for 6 weeks to capture the thoughts of conductors, of David Attenborough, of people in the queue, to kind of create a kind of social experience around music itself. Radio 6 have used it at various concerts. We've got the British Army on it in Afghanistan, which, you know, this is all stuff that we haven't done anything. We come down in the morning and we see they're suddenly on it. So people are using the platform. I mean, I audio view my children, it goes to my account. It's 3-year-old children squabbling, because to me it's a way of saving memories so that when they're 10 and 15 I can embarrass them effectively. So we learn from our audience, even though we're a bunch of kind of tech heads who would be more than happy to talk to you about SQL databases or Ruby gems or whatever, we continue to listen to the audience and try and provide features that are useful to them. I'm going to play another one, which I picked up this morning from Mark Pollock, which is situated about, it looks like 100 miles off the Irish coast. Let's have a look.
Hello, this is Mark Pollock from markpollock.com. I'm 75 to 100 miles off the west coast of Ireland, sitting at the back of Team Daft Yacht, in the middle with Captain Mick Liddy up on helm. We are in massive waves, roaring tailwind, and we're absolutely flying. Our electronics are down, we've got no communication systems. I'm not sure when I'm going to actually get to post this, but I'm recording it at 11 o'clock on Tuesday, the 22nd of June. I'm sure you can hear the wind.
I won't embarrass him any longer, but I've been able to follow Mark, and it's the first time we've met, but I've been able to follow out his madcap journey around the coast of Ireland. In a, you know, not only through Twitter, but in a kind of unique audio experience. And if I actually now go to his account and grab his RSS feed, I haven't actually tried this, it might work. And this is how simple it is to start to visualise the metadata. I can just go to Google Maps and paste that in. So we see there, immediately, I've got an idea of everywhere where he posted it from. And now that's in Google Maps, you can very easily click the link button, take the embed code, embed it on a website. So again, not rocket science, but just really, really simple, and really, really simple is really, really good.
Did you win the race?
Refresh across the line in our category, and the handicap with that.
Another interesting use is news reporting. One of the ideas behind Audioboo is very much we recognise that both radio and news face very uncertain economic futures. You know, the money is just not there anymore. What Audioboo allows is a very, very low cost, very high efficient way of reporting news locally. So there's no reason why, and I'll show you some technology in a minute, which makes that even more exciting. This, for example, is a really good English podcaster who you should follow, at Documentary on Twitter, Christian Payne. When we launched, he said he'd done more audio views in a week than he did podcasts in 4 years. And he actually puts a swappable over his iPhone to record. He swears by it. But in this situation, he caught the BBC political editor at an event at the Open University, and actually got his 6 o'clock news.
I'm outside the library. I'm with Nick Robinson of the BBC. You asked a good question, the question everybody in the audience kind of really deeply wanted answered. Did the Prime Minister answer?
He hasn't given an answer now. It's partly why I asked him, really. Because what he...
So actually, when he caught on one of these, the same thing the political editor said 8 hours later on national news. Which I think is very, very powerful, particularly in a local sense. If you've got that geolocation data, if you've got all the metadata from the tags you can add in there, there's no reason why the death of local journalism, both on radio and in print, can't embrace technology like this to reinvigorate itself. So Audioboo is always, I'm just trying to think, I've missed anything technical, I don't think I have. The iPhone app. It's just, if you haven't got an iPhone, let me just show you that. So we're currently on iPhone and Android. There is a workaround for BlackBerry, if anyone's got a BlackBerry, which I can tell you about soon. We're just launching, it's going to be this week, next week, Boomail, which is the ability to upload a recording via email. So you put your audio in your email, you put a photo in, the subject line becomes a title, and that will then go to your Audioboo account and off to Twitter and Facebook and all these other places. But this is the iPhone app is the kind of jewel in the crown at the minute. And essentially what it allows you to do, like I showed on the video, so is go through all the recent booed. These are people I follow, so these are people I'm interested in. You can see here's one from David Miliband. I can click to see the map and this latest version, which isn't on here, on the phone, you can double click the map and it will launch Google Maps for you. So I can listen to that very simply.
I don't know about you, but I've always hated going out for World Cups on penalty.
And then I can choose what kind of stuff. So if we look at who's booed most recently, so someone from here. Save the Children, so we're currently working with Save the Children on a social media campaign to try and increase their reach. So that must be one of theirs. But quite interestingly, I can also search any audio that is nearby me. Now, this simulator on the computer thinks I'm in America, so it picks up all the ones in America. But if you use it on your iPhone, you can find people that are very nearby you. And we'll be pushing out that kind of stuff much more. In terms of recording, you've seen recording, you press it once, you record, you stop, you upload it. We also have a special version which you can see here, which I'm happy to give people access to, which has got uploads. So if you haven't got GPS or wireless, it will store your audio in a queue until you have and then upload it later. And again, I can give people access to longer recording. So we control the recording length server-side, so we can enable longer accounts simply by flicking a button. So, when we first launched Audioboo, it was very much designed as a kind of personal platform. So you uploaded audio to your account, and then you shared it from your account to everywhere else. Because obviously, at some point, we need to start making money. Because it's a free app, you get 5 minutes for free. We are launching a new structure, which we call streams. So streams are kind of sub-accounts that you can set up where you control the permissions on who can read and write that stream. So I can create a family stream that I can give access to my family to record audio to, and they're the only ones that can record audio to that. And I can also then say they're actually the only ones to listen. Or I can create a stream which I can give anyone access to record to. So we think this fundamentally kind of broadens out the use of audio in different environments. The kind of pro version, which we're kind of selling to companies, has a full moderation interface in it. So if you're a radio phone, probably the best example, and you're asking for your audience's views on, you know, why England is so crap at football these days, they can record audio into that, which is private. Until they look for it, they moderate it out, and then they publish it, or they can download the MP3 for use on a radio show. So I can show you those. The interesting thing, which I haven't got on the computer, is we've modified the app so that if you visit a stream, so let's go to my stream. So you'll see my audio viewers, that they're all children fighting. You'll see here at the top, above all my abilities, which are at the bottom, I've got a thing called stream. So this is a World Cup stream. If I click on that, there's a slight difference from a normal account, so it speeds up. So we've got much kind of stronger branding at the top, so that could be your company branding or industry brand or whatever, and a little bit more information down the side. So you can put any text here you want. And you'll see I've got a recording button here. So I can either record on the website, and that audio doesn't go into my Audioboo account, it goes directly into the account that's, that this is set up on. So I could record there. So I hit the recording button. Don't know what about that. I do this, and I say, I'm really sorry, everyone, but this is a very boring demo. Ignore it. You'd be amazed how many people listen to those. So I'll put ignore and they won't. I could then, like just on the iPhone, add an image. I could lie where I was. Kind of is lying, actually. But so it's very simple to... But again, this could be quite useful in terms of you've got existing audio. You can basically geolocate it to create an audio map of the world or audio map an area. Now, I'll publish that. And again, you see how quick Audioboo is. That's kind of gone up. I'll risk my life by pressing refresh. And there it is at the top. So a very good way of getting diverse people from either within your organisation or within your industry or the public to actually send Audioboo to one place. And this is one of our attempts to start enabling the community to organise their own data. We recognise that in Audioboo there's a whole bunch of content that is there, but it's very hard to find. And by launching streams such as this, it allows the audio to kind of self-organise itself. If you visit the recording button on your iPhone, it'll actually launch a web page that you can download to your screen, which acts as a mini application. So I don't know if anyone can see these free icons here. What they do, they're just web pages, but they're quite clever in that they'll only launch the recording part of the app, not all the following stuff, and they'll only record to a particular stream. So effectively, it gives you your own mini version of the Audioboo app, that you can feature that on your website. When people download it, they're only ever going to record to your stream. And like I say, we haven't really launched these yet. We're working with some interesting people, and this is it's not kind of confidential, but it's not kind of talking about too much. We're working with some people like Mark. Not going to look at Mark. We're working with a publisher, I should say, because you can't record if I say that, who's interested in getting a kind of audio social narrative around the production of books. So it's almost kind of a DVD extra approach. So if you can persuade authors to record the experience of writing a book or doing the book promotional tour or just engaging with their audience, we think there's a pretty interesting audio story there that can act as a companion piece either to the book itself or to the audiobook itself. And we're in active discussions with these people, and I think we'll be able to announce something there very soon. What else are we doing? We've got a whiteboard full of everything. We are working on a BlackBerry app. It's not our core skill set, but we will get that one out soon. We're also working with Pure Radio. So Pure make DAB digital sets. They're actually one of our investors now since a couple of weeks ago. And within 4 weeks, if you buy a Pure connected radio, i.e. one that's got wireless, Audioboo will come up as a source. So you'll be able to listen to Audioboos on your radio, many featured ones, featured streams, and that's a kind of step for us to try and understand what the next generation of radio will be like. Because we don't know, but we think it does have a future, and we're hoping for people to use Audioboo to help define, you know, what that listening experience is. So I think that's probably all I've got to say. I can answer specific questions if I've missed something or haven't made any sense. But
thanks a million, Mark. That was brilliant. And
I miss your desktop.
Just because, I mean, we've got lots of time, so I know there were some questions that came up yesterday when we were talking, and I'm sure some of them came up when he was chatting with Krishna and Jonathan last night, so hi. But some of the things people say to me, rather than, you know, I love audio and that, but often when we're doing workshops, so I get rid of those ones quickly, is that one of the questions that came up last week, which was, will there be video booths?
Well, Videoboo actually does exist. It existed before Audioboo, but it's much more a kind of corporate... I can show you if you want, actually. So Videoboo was a Mac-only desktop app. Same concept. How do you make it really easy for people to record video and post it to the web? So here we had this app. You can theme it. So this was one for the Labour Party. You could then type in details like your name. As you can see, it's made as a touch screen because it's got a huge keyboard, and your organisation.
It's good on the iPad.
Wow.
And then you kind of line yourself up, you hit record. And then what you'll see it do now is it will start recording the video. It also then takes the information that you just typed in and overlays it automatically on the video. So when you hit the stop button, it comes up with a preview.
In the video, it also then takes the information that you just typed in and overlays it.
So that's showing me what it looks like.
When you
and then I just hit use this one. In the background, it records it to your hard disk in a high quality format. It then also then uploads that video to the minute YouTube and Brightcove. So if we look on my desktop. I must clean it up. There we go. So there is the video I just recorded.
It also then takes
not working for some reason. All the same. And then in the background, it's kind of uploading video to the web. So that was always very much kind of corporate thing. In terms of adding video to audio, we've always said no. But Helen came up with a very convincing argument yesterday. Which suggested that maybe instead of taking a picture, you could add a short piece of video, which I thought was quite good. But I suppose the only reason I'm hesitant about video is that audio is a really, really good niche to be in. You know, it's been completely kind of disregarded by this current wave of technology. It's all the way